by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our morning show, our morning program. The name of this is Rise and Shine. Please make it a habit of yours to regularly recite the glorious Quran. Many of you would be thinking, but we go to the masjid every day to learn how to recite the Quran. Yes, one is when you're at the masjid, when you're in class and you are learning how to recite the Quran, and you're also talking with the friend next to you, and you know there's so many things you wish to share about, although you've just seen them in school the same day. But my dear youngsters, my dear viewers, overall, if you were to take some time out and generally just to recite the Quran anyway, without thinking about other things, without looking at your watch, when is class time going to finish? No, just trying to enjoy the Quran, then inshallah azza wa jal, you will really enjoy it. You will really love reciting the glorious Quran. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is a message not only for the children, but also for the parents of the children. So those children who are with the parents, they should also, yes, take a look at your parents and say to them, yes, you too. Everybody should be reciting the glorious Quran. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, when you watch Rise and Shine, then we get to listen to a beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Let's begin our day by listening to the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Yeah. الذي له
محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, for those of you that may have to switch their TV on a late morning, a late breakfast, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we have our morning show. And every single day we have a new topic. What is today's topic, my dear viewers? Today we shall be speaking about something which is very, 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 very important. Yes, it is of extreme importance. What is this? The topic for today, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is extravagance. Extravagance. A lot of people will be saying, wow, such a big word. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, a simple word is wastage. Wastage. We waste so much. And when you think about it, Allahu Akbar, and all the things we waste, my dear viewers, if we look at our food, if we look at the water, and just these themselves, the amount which is wasted, this is just one thing, but then there's other things in terms of our spending. And by wastage, in fact, what do I mean by wasted? Some people would think, you know, if you're spending, how is that wasting? Because you'll be getting something in return. So, my dear viewers, it is very important for us to understand what we mean by wasting, what extravagance, what it really means by extravagance. And extravagance is, in fact, one of those diseases which pertain to spirituality. One of the hidden diseases. It is one of the spiritual illnesses, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. No, it's not physical, it is spiritual. A lot of people are thinking of coronavirus. Nevertheless, Alhamdulillah, after listening to the glorious Quran, we then move on to the na'at of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to a na'at sharif, inshallah. Try to join along also, and then we shall speak a little on the topic for the day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Balaghal uda bi kamalihi kashafatu ja bi jamalihi hasunat jami. تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے میرا دل بھی Oh, اری جان ہے تو جہان ہے تو زندہ ہے واللہ
Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Sharam, for those of you that may have just joined us, alhamdulillahi azzurul, we have listened to the glorious Quran, the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, what is today's topic? Today we shall be speaking about extravagance. We shall be speaking about wastage. Wastage has many interpretations. In the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us not to be extravagant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that innahu, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not love those la yuhibbul musrifeen. He does not love those individuals who waste. Those who are extravagant. Those who are extravagant, my dear viewers of Manchal. What does it mean by being extravagant? One meaning of extravagance is spending more than, this is generally the meaning we take, spending more than what is required, spending more than what is needed. Now about this verse, it is mentioned, this is Sadr al-Afadil, that Na'imuddin Muradabadi states, that if a person was to spend his entire wealth without spending on his own family, that is, and he was to become poor, then this person has wasted his money. And if a person was to spend all his money on his family and he was not to give in charity, this person has wasted his money. So wastage of money, my dear viewers, is not I was able to, you know, if somebody just bought a car and they think, oh, this person, he's wasted his money because I could buy this car for £5,000 and he's gone and paid £10,000 for it. You know, I could have got you that car for this much, you just wasted your money. Now, did this person waste his money? Did he not waste his money? This will depend. This will depend, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, on that person's experience, on that person's situation. What was the reason he bought this car for? Is there good in it? Was it really, is it an average price he bought it for? This is generally what we consider wastage of money, my dear viewers. But there's a deeper meaning to it. There is a deeper meaning to this. And it said that even if a person was to have gold which was equivalent or which amounted to the mountain of Qubais, to the Jabal Qubais, my dear viewers. You know, for those that have traveled to the Haramain Sharifain, they may have seen this. It's a huge, well, it's been broken down, but it's huge. Imagine how much, having all that gold. Subhanallah. If a person was to spend the entire amount in goodness, then he has not wasted. But even if he was to spend the least amount, even if he was to spend a dirham, which was not in goodness, then this is wasted. This is extravagance, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. It has been stated that once there were the tribe of the Banu Amir, and during the time of Hajj, this tribe, these people, and now remember, Hajj was before the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's coming to this world. Hajj was before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had invited people towards Islam. Hajj has been there for very, very long. A lot of people, you know, the non-Muslims would also come to Makkah al-Mukarramah to perform the Hajj. So many people would come and perform the pilgrimage. There was one tribe who were known as the Banu Amir. The Banu Amir tribe, they, when the season of Hajj came, they would do something which was quite strange, that they would completely cut out their consumption of meat. They would not eat meat during the Hajj season, a few months maybe. They would completely cut out meat. They would not eat any meat, any fat whatsoever. And even the rest of the food, whatever food they may have had, you know, veg or whatever it may have been, they decreased their consumption even of that. And the reason they did this was out of respect for these months. Yes, this was their method of expressing, of showing how they respected these months, that during these months our respect is that during these months we are not going to be eating meat. During these months we are not going to be eating any type of fat whatsoever, any animals whatsoever. And we shall generally also decrease whatever foods we do have. So there's a less of a production. On purpose they would do this. And this was to respect and to honor these months. The blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba Kiram, some of them, they began to say that we have more of a right over them to respect these months. We have more of a right. We are Muslims. Hajj is really for us. These laws, Hajj, you know, what sort of Hajj is this? This is not the Hajj which was came from the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What these lot are doing, these lot don't really believe in Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Those beliefs which Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had, they were of the one and only God, the one and only Lord. Not what these people believe. So they are honoring and respecting Hajj. We should respect and honor Hajj. Maybe we should do this. And then the verse of the Quran was revealed. Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. That eat and drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, eat and drink. Whatever is permissible, whatever is lawful, meat is lawful, eat it. Whatever drinks are lawful, whatever drinks are permissible, drink them. As long as they are permissible, as long as they are lawful. But do not be extravagant, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who are extravagant. Now extravagance comes in, you know, there's many types, there are many interpretations one can have of extravagance. And it said that there are 10 interpretations. One is to those things which are halal, those things which are permissible, to deem them haram, that is extravagance. So this is as we saw in the verse of the glory of Quran, that kulu washrabu, those things which are permissible to eat, those things which are permissible to drink, then eat them, drink them. They are halal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them halal for you. Eat them, drink them. But those things which are halal, do not make them haram upon yourself. Do not make them haram, because this is one form of extravagance. Another is generally the consumption of haram. Undoubtedly, this itself is a haram act, and it is something which leads a person to the fire of hell. Another is to eat more than one's need. This is very, very important. It is very, very important, my dear viewers of the channel, to eat more than one's need. This has become so popular that it's rare for people not to eat more than their need. It's rare for people to eat less than their need, my dear viewers. And this is the reason why in this day and age, so many people are suffering from diabetes. They are suffering from many things, but one of the, you know, which is definitely correlates with eating, my dear viewers, which is really related to eating, one of these things is obesity. Obesity, the general reason, yes, there may be other reasons, but generally the reason is overeating. For you to eat more than your need, this leads to obesity. And obesity itself, it leads to so many physical illnesses also, my dear viewers. You know, a person when he's obese, he becomes lazy. So a person becomes lazy in offering his salah. He becomes lazy, and it's very, very difficult for such a person to fast. So this is one problem. What is this one problem? Eating more than a person is required to eat, more than your need. Do not eat more than you need. Now, some people would be thinking, but my mom and dad tell me that I have to finish my plate, and my mom and dad say to me that, you know, you have to eat more, you have to eat to get big. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would say in this regard, trust your mom, your mother and father, undoubtedly they know what's good for you. And inshallah, as long as you're not overfeeding yourself, as long as it's not bringing harm to you, because if it is, I'm sure your mother and father will be the first people to tell you to stop eating or to only eat healthy. But if you want to, inshallah, let's move to our daily reminder, and then inshallah, we shall return to this topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear viewers of Monday Channel, what we have to look at is social media and our homes. Social media can be a good thing or a bad thing. It depends on the person. Just like food. Food is good. We eat our food to give ourselves energy so we can do things. So we can read our salah. We can do our zikr. We can work. That's why we eat food. But eating too excessive food will give you obesity, will give you sugar diabetes, may even give you heart disease, high blood pressure, and many, many, many diseases come from eating too much. Exactly the same. Social media can be good, but it also has its bad parts if it is excessively used. Within one house, we have two parents and three children, five, and every one of them is on their own social media, talking around the world, but not even communicating with themselves. Father says, "Son, get me some water." He'll say, "Any minute, Dad, I'm just on social media." Mother will say to daughter, "Get me this." She will say, "Any minute, Mum, I'm just on social media." No communication with one another. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Dawud Islami has its own social media. And Alhamdulillah, it uses it in the right way. Using social media can be two things. Either it can be in the right way or the wrong way. So in the wrong way, you're going towards haram. If it's used in the right way, you're going towards halal. Dawud Islami itself has apps on smartphones. Download them. There is a Salah app, Ruhani Elaj app. There are so many different apps from Dawud Islami, from our IT team. It is absolutely phenomenal. You don't need any other app. Just download these. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It's absolutely perfect. Like I said, I am not saying the social media is a bad thing. What I am saying, it can be used in a good way or a bad way. But using it excessively, that's a no-go. You shouldn't. Because if you're going to use it excessively, you will miss your salah. You will miss the zikr of Allah. You will miss that beautiful conversations that you used to have as a child with your father and your mother. You will miss all this. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, you are watching Rise and Shine. Today we are speaking about extravagance. Now, once Imam Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I did say there were 10 or so interpretations of extravagance, inshallah we shall be coming back to those. But once Imam Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once there was a person, and this person, he lit 1,000 candles. Now in them days there wasn't lights, and you wouldn't have for Milad Sharif, for example, and this is the same example we are speaking about, where you have the lights and you can place them and you can adorn buildings with them. It wouldn't be like that, my dear viewers. You would have candles. And this was a means of adorning a place also with so many candles. And a place would look beautiful with candles, with light. So this person, it was the Maulid Sharif, the Milad Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and he adorned this place of his where he would invite people with 1,000 candles. 1,000, to think of 1,000, you have one in a room sometimes. Nowadays we have candles in our house, yes, my dear viewers, but we'll have one, two maybe. Imagine having 1,000 candles. Wow, huge amount. It would be beautiful, undoubtedly. And it would be a huge gathering. Now, a person, he came to his gathering. And upon seeing these 1,000 candles, this person said that I cannot remain here no more. I'm going to leave. Why? Because what's the need for 1,000 candles? This is extravagance. This is israf. This is not required. This is not needed. I don't wish to be in this place. So that person, he gets up to leave. But this person who lit those candles, this person who arranged for this program, for this event, for this function, what does he do? He takes his hand and he says to him that you say that this is extravagance, this is waste. And he takes him to one candle, he takes him to another candle. He takes him around my devils. And he says to him, okay then, that candle which was not lit for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put that out. He says, put it out. You say that this is extravagance, you say that this is waste, then that candle, this is Imam Ghazali radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is narrating this event. He says that that candle which was not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put it out. He says, of course you can't, because not one candle is other than the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single one of them was lit for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a very, very important maxim, you can say, a very, very important rule which you must remember. What is this? That لا خير في الإسراف ولا إسراف في الخير. Very, very important, my dear viewers. لا خير في الإسراف. What does this mean? There is no goodness in wastage. There is no goodness in extravagance. There is no goodness in it. But وَلَا إِسْرَافَ فِي الْخَيْرِ. There is no such thing as extravagance when it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those things which are good, there is no extravagance in these, my dear viewers. So this person, he lit all these candles, 1,000 candles, but they were all فِي الْخَيْرِ. They were all in goodness, they were all in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were expressing their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were expressing their excitement, their happiness, their joy. And this is what Milad Sharif is. Milad Sharif is celebrating the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And people, they would celebrate this. And nowadays people say, what's the need? You know, so many lies. Look at all this money you're spending. Look at all this money you're spending. You could have given this money to the poor. All this money that you are spending, you know, some people, mashallah, they spend thousands of pounds. They spend all this money. If you were to spend £1,000 and you were to give it to the poor, then, you know, the poor, they would be eating all day. When a person, he regularly travels to the Haramain Sharifain, some people say that, why don't you just give that money to the poor? But the question to those people is, why is it that you only remember the poor when a person is spending in goodness? When a person is holding a huge, you know, his son's wedding, and there is so much extravagance, which there really is, when a person buys such a flashy car, when it's so, so expensive, when a person travels on holidays every other week, and he buys the most expensive of clothing, the most expensive of shoes, why is it at that time you never think about the poor? At that time, you never go to say and say to him that, you know, you bought this shirt for £600, £700. You bought these shoes for £500, £600. Why are you wasting your money? Why not give it to the poor? Imagine you were to give it to the poor. When it's your son's wedding and you are hiring cars and you're spending thousands and thousands of pounds, at that time you don't think, oh, rather than Allah having such a huge wedding, let's give it to the poor. So my dear viewers, here there's a problem in the person's mindset, that when it comes to good, then they're very, very quick to point fingers and to accuse. But when somebody is doing wrong, when somebody is falling in sin and the things which happen, our weddings, my dear viewers, nobody at that time will say anything, why don't you give it to the poor? This does not mean don't give it to the poor, no. My dear viewers, yes, we should give to the poor. And this is why whatever a person does, he should do in accordance to his own income, to his own ability, my dear viewers. I'm not saying that a poor person should spend all his money on his milad. No. But he should express his happiness as it is possible for him. How much ever he's able to do. Because if he was to spend it all on the milad and this would cause problems for him, then this may not be a good thing. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's move to our daily hadith sharif and then inshallah we shall be returning to our topic. Now remember that the daily hadith sharif is a saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once somebody messaged in and I was surprised, he said to me, well, what do you mean by hadith sharif? We say hadith sharif, what do you mean by hadith sharif? This person was not a Muslim. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the opportunity to accept Islam, to become a Muslim inshallah azza wa jal. But he says, what does hadith sharif mean? For those of you that may not know, a hadith sharif is the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to one teaching, to one saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we shall continue with our topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Salasun man kunna fihi wajata halawat al-iman. That whosoever possesses three qualities, three such attributes, will attain the sweetness of iman. He will attain the sweetness of faith. What are those three qualities, dear viewers of Rise and Shine? Firstly, أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. That Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam become the most beloved to this individual over everything else. That he loves Allah and His Messenger the most in regards to anything else. For this, one needs to dedicate and invest his time in learning about the beautiful religion of Islam, safeguarding himself from those things which could possibly earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, the more we study about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his character, his life, his dealings, then the more love we shall cherish in regards to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. The second thing, that the person, he loves another person only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that within our hearts we should keep our hearts clean, and within our hearts we should not have any hatred or any malice towards anyone else. And the third quality mentioned, that he hates leaving the fold of Islam, he hates reverting towards back to disbelief, as he hates to be thrown into the fire of hell. This is how much he hates to leave the folds of Islam. This then implies on how strongly rooted one ought to be upon his Islamic beliefs and values. Subhanallah, what a beautiful hadith. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to ponder over this hadith and implement these three great qualities within our lives so that we too can attain the sweetness of Iman. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, today we have been speaking a little about extravagance. I was mentioning the points of extravagance, the interpretations of extravagance. One thing I decided to speak about was when spending the maxim, which we said, the rule, that لا خير في الإسراف ولا إسراف في الخير, that there is no goodness whatsoever in extravagance, in spending uselessly, my dear viewers, and there is no uselessness, there is no harm, there is no such thing as extravagance when it comes to good things. So if a person was to hold a Milad Sharif, if a person was to do something, and this is down to that person, what is that person's intention? Because a person could hold a large wedding ceremony for his own child, but his intentions could be good. As long as he's not performing any sins, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, as long as there's no wrong, he may be calling a huge amount of students to feed them, students of knowledge, he may be calling scholars, people who will, inshallah, they may have, you know, tilawas, the Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at weddings. They may have a bayan to rectify the people. It may be for this reason that in this case, this is not extravagance, my dear viewers of Allah. Interpretations of extravagance. It said that other than eating so regularly that it will harm a person, we've already spoken of this, and to eat or drink harmful things, meaning, if a person is, let's just say for example, he is ill, he's suffering from a cold, then it may not be best for him to be eating lots of ice cream. So this is, you know, just one example that he views over the new channel. Another is to eat in order to become careless, to eat to commit sins. That person who becomes habitual with good foods, I always want the best of food, you know, if food or any type of food does not meet my liking, then I will discard that food. Such things like this, my dear viewers, that is wastage. And when one thinks that all the foods I am eating, these are all of my own excellence. No, we should always think that whatever we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given it to us. My dear viewers, let's be here about one particular department of Dawat Islami. Let's see which department we have for today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Introduction to Tawizat-e-Attariya. Tawizat-e-Attariya. Till the recording of this introduction, Tawizat-e-Attariya are being delivered free of cost just for earning the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal at about 850 locations in Pakistan and at more than 280 locations outside Pakistan. The grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also consoled through 12 services, which also include the facility of home delivery available via mobile phones and at the website of Dawat-e-Islami. Spiritual blessings. By the spiritual sight of Sheikh-e-Tariqat, Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the great spiritual and scholarly luminary of the 15th century, approximately 335,000 patients and their representatives are benefited through the delivery of more than 500,000 tawizat and arad monthly for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. In this way, approximately 4 million grief-stricken people are provided with about 7 million tawizat and arad free of cost. Stalls for Islamic Sisters. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, the stalls for Islamic Sisters are also set up weekly at 102 locations in Pakistan, where the dealings for tawizat takes place between Islamic Sisters only. thousands of Islamic sisters are benefited monthly from these stalls. The number of these stalls will be gradually increased within the country and abroad, inshallah azza wa jal. Maktubat-e-Attariya. Countless letters, slips and emails are received by Ameer-e-Ahl-e-Sunnah and the Majlis every month. By the spiritual side of Ameer-e-Ahl-e-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the answers to these problems are provided to more than 100,000 Islamic brothers and sisters by hand, via emails or by postal service with the facility of home delivery. Online Istikhara. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, there remains a rush of phone calls every day from the people across the globe who contact for conducting the Istikhara.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
On a monthly basis, approximately 65,000 Islamic brothers contact through this service. Spiritual care and istikhara. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, a serial name, Ruhani Ilaj or Istikhara, is televised live on Madani channel twice a week. Ijtimaat are held for consoling the dejected Islamic brothers at various cities within and outside Pakistan by the Majlis. In these ijtimaat, Salatul Hajat is offered, Sunnah-inspiring speeches are delivered, and Ijtimai Dua is made. In addition, Istikhara service, a special treatment for the patients of jaundice and cure of ailments through Taweezat-e-Attariya are also arranged in these Ijtimaat. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, thousands of Islamic brothers attend these Ijtimaat and many of them become regular in attending the weekly Ijtimaat and several travel with the Madani Kafla on the spot. Istikhara via email. Service of Istikhara via email is also available on the website of Dawat-e-Islami. Hundreds of requests are received through it daily. Online cart. Through the facility of cart service available on the website of Dawat-e-Islami, Islamic brothers and sisters from the entire world send their problems in writing by using the online cart service to the Majlis of Cart. The Majlis carries out cart daily. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, cart service is provided to more than 1,080,000 people annually. Ruhani Ilaj, spiritual care. Through the facility of Ruhani Ilaj on the website of Dawat-e-Islami, the dejected people from the entire world get the remedy for their problems. Through the facility of Ruhani Ilaj on the website of Dawat-e-Islami, the dejected people from the entire world get the remedy for their problems, adversities, unemployment, jinns and magic. Through thousands of Islamic brothers and sisters use this service and by the spiritual sight of Ameer-e-Ahl-e-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, Maktubat-o-Taweezat-e-Attariya are delivered to them by post. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, countless grief-stricken and distressed people are being benefited by this service as well. Email service. Ameer-e-Ahl-e-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah and the Majlis receive thousands of emails daily from all over the world in which Islamic brothers and sisters mention their problems and other issues and request to make dua for them. The email address is attar@dawatislami.net. Service for becoming a murid. Thousands of people use this service available on the website of Dawat-e-Islami to become attari every month. They are entered into the attariya lineage and a letter of Ameer-e-Ahl-e-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, is also mailed to them as a reply. With the intention to facilitate the Muslim Ummah and to help out distressed people, the IT department of Dawat-e-Islami has developed a mobile application named as Ruhani Ilaj and Istikhara. By using this app, you can make istikhara, cart, and order taweezat online by sitting at home. You can also learn many wazaif from this app in various languages. Moreover, this app is wonderfully designed and has a user-friendly interface.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But dear viewers of the channel, do not forget, you are watching Rise and Shine. This is presented each and every single day of the week, and we shall be returning tomorrow. Say may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all you. Keep watching Madani channel and Rise and Shine by sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will